Thank you for listening to this classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
The first movement, Spiritoso, or Spirited, from Haydn's String Quartet in F-sharp minor, Opus 50. And good morning, this is Introductions, a chamber episode where we feature combinations of the Chicago area's finest young classical musicians. I'm Robbie Ellis. Today, we've received recordings from five different chamber groups made up of 17 different players, a couple of whom are in more than one group today. Later on, we've got a saxophone trio and the flagship string quartet from Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative. But to begin, a few groups out of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Playing the Haydn just now was the Zephyr String Quartet, and we're about to hear them again. Made up of 15-year-old Esme Arias Kim on first violin, 18-year-old Isabel Chan on second, 17-year-old Sydney Lee on viola, and 17-year-old Mia Wimbiscus on cello, This foursome now plays the opening movement from Dvorak's String Quartet No. 10 in E-flat.
Thank you.
The music of Dvorak from his Opus 51 Quartet in E-flat. You heard a teenage group calling themselves the Zephyr String Quartet, Esme Arias Kim and Isabel Chan on violins, Sydney Lee on viola, and Mia Wimbiscus on cello. All of them are fellows of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, and their group was coached there by Rodolfo Vieira. You're listening to Introductions on Classical WFMT, and now to another quartet from the MIC Academy, but not a string quartet, a piano quartet. The Salice Piano Quartet named themselves after the Italian word for the willow tree, and we'll hear them play Mozart and Brahms. Beginning with the start of Mozart's Piano Quartet No. 2 in E-flat, their members are 16-year-old Carrie Wang on violin, 17-year-old Angelica Scher on viola, 16-year-old cellist Mayan Kircher, and Miroslav Mikhailenko, 17, on piano.
Thank you.
The first movement of Mozart's E-flat major piano quartet, Kirchel 493. The group you heard was the Salice Piano Quartet, teenage musicians put together at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Here they are again with a lively favorite from the piano quartet repertoire, the Rondo alla Zingarese by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
with some strong Hungarian rhythms. That was the music of Johannes Brahms, the Rondo alla Zingarese from his piano quartet in G minor. The musicians were 16-year-old violinist Carrie Wang, 17-year-old violist Angelica Shea, Mayan Koucher on cello, she's 16, and 17-year-old Miroslav Mikhailenko on piano. They made up the Salice Piano Quartet, coached by Claudia Lazarev-Mironov and Mark George through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. This is Introductions on Classical WFMT. We're soon, hopefully reopening our Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio to guest performers. So I'm accepting applications for young'uns to appear on Introductions. If you're a local pre-college musician, get applying. Go to wfmt.com/introductions for all that info. When we come back, a couple of string quartets play Dmitri Shostakovich and Jesse Montgomery, plus a trio of saxophones. You're listening to Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, the producer of Introductions. It's a chamber group day. 5 ensembles, 17 different teenage players, and 2 of them are in multiple groups. Case in point, the first violinist of this next group is Samir Agrawal, and in our last group today, he's playing viola. Right now, he's in Quartet Celeste, along with Hannah Ding, Kelly Kim, and Amelia Zatoun. Here they are playing the third movement of Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 3. The group Quartet Celeste with the third movement of Shostakovich's String Quartet in F, Opus 73. On violins were Samir Agrawal and Hannah Ding, 16 and 15 respectively. Kelly Kim was on viola, she's 17, and Amelia Zatoun, age 15, was on cello. Quartet Celeste was coached by Jasmine Lin through the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. To the winds now, here's a group called SQT out of Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park. They got into the semi-finals of the junior wind division of the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition, playing some unusual repertoire. This combo of soprano, alto, and baritone saxes played pieces originally written for oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. Let's hear them in French music, one of Jacques Ibert's very short 5 pieces in trio, and then the opening of the trio by Georges Auric. This is Introductions. A group that called themselves SQT. Not actually sure what those letters stand for, but I'm going to decide that it's saxophones, quite trio-ish. Coached by Brian Palacek at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, you heard Alex Prochilo, 16 years old, on soprano sax, Zach Solomon, 15, on alto, and Evan Stanton, 18, on baritone. They played music by Jacques Ibert and Georges Auric. Full details on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. Finally, on today's chamber episode of Introductions, 4 young players who've all appeared on this show before as soloists. They're fellows in Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative, or CMPI, a program that gives support to high school musicians from underrepresented communities, with the goal, down the line, of diversifying America's professional orchestras. Earlier this program, you heard violinist Esme Arias Kim in the Zephyr String Quartet and viola player Samir Agrawal playing Shostakovich in Quartet Celeste. Those two are joined by Ella Saputra on violin and Jonathan Miller on cello. For a recent CMPI fundraiser, they recorded a 2006 work called Strum, written by Jesse Montgomery. Strum by the incoming composer-in-residence of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Jesse Montgomery. You heard the Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative String Quartet, 15-year-old Esme Arias Kim and 16-year-old Ella Saputra on violins, 16-year-old Samir Agrawal on viola, and 15-year-old Jonathan Miller on cello. They were coached by Sung Mi Lee. Thanks for joining me on this chamber episode of Introductions, 5 groups, 17 performers. The music was recorded by Rob Waller, Mark Iwinski, and Akil Ato, and thank you to the Music Institute of Chicago and CMPI for supplying recordings. More details about our performers and today's music are on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. This episode was produced and presented by me, Robbie Ellis. Join me next week for more of the Chicago area's finest young musicians on Introductions, every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.